Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Like I always say to you people, I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. Week nine of the NFL in the books. Unbelievable day on the field. Really, literally an unbelievable day on the field. We're going to go through it all for you like we always do. And I'm just going to tell you from the get, what a day, what a day. Drew Brees and the Saints go marching all the way to Tampa and Tampa Tom. Holy cow, was not even a match at all. Just a serious beatdown. Can't wait to talk about that. Dolphins, Tua and Kyler going at it in the desert. Gotta love that one. And you know what? The Dolphins wind up on top. That had to shock and surprise a lot of people. Steelers really struggled with the Cowboys, but like a great team, they found a way to get it done, and they remain the only undefeated team in the NFL after week nine of the NFL season. Raiders and Chargers, that was a fun one, but wow, really a lot of fun watching that one. Derek Carr, Justin Herbert going back and forth. And by the way, I didn't even mention, Steelers went up against a Cowboy team that Garrett Gilbert was the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys. So not the name that you're used to hearing Dak Prescott. As we know, he got hurt, but in the real, real depths of the charts for them right now with Garrett Gilbert playing for them. Texans got a win. They needed that. I'll tell you, they really did need that. Vikings had another special performance from Dalvin Cook. What a performance from that kid. A couple weeks in a row, just literally running over the competition. So, gotta love that. The Chiefs find a way. They get it done. Ravens hold and flex their muscles over a Colts team that a lot of people have been pretty high on this season. So, wow. Just a lot of things to get through in the NFL. Titans rebound. I like that. Bills in kind of a statement game against the Seahawks. My man Josh Allen shows up 282 yards in the first half, doing something that nobody, and I mean nobody, in the NFL has done so far. So talk what you want about this guy. He's really showing out to me. I love what he brings to the game and to the table each and every week.
What's in store this holiday at your local Staples?
Decking the halls with custom cards and invitations.
Staples makes connecting with clients and loved ones easy with hundreds of holiday templates you can customize and call your own.
And now, for a limited time, get 30% off custom holiday cards and invitations. Some can even be printed same day.
Shop in store or order online.
And ring in the holiday for less this year at Staples.
Ends 12/19/20. Limit one. Visit staples.com/holiday cards or store for details.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus to help keep your engine running like new. Save up with the Fuel Rewards program and never pay full price for gas again. And snack up with in-store rewards to save even more at the pump. Make the most of the stop you need to make with Shell. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline, see full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes, victory is in the skies, a season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field, time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
Let's see if they get some kind of get Kamara in the backfield.
Ready, set,
go! Breeze looking to throw. Throws a fade. Touchdown!
Kamara and line in the backfield, and Breeze dives over. Touchdown! His second of the game, and the Saints have won it.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. World famous NFL Rewind with me, Andy Dorf, here on Sports Overnight America. Get at me a couple different ways. Call me 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. Follow me there, too. It's Dorf on Sports. And what a big day for Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. I'm going to run through all the scores for you, but I just want to give you some numbers real quickly on Drew Brees. 222 yards doesn't sound like a lot because they had short fields a lot of the game because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were a disaster, and believe me, we'll get into that. Four touchdowns, though, on the day. Threw the ball 32 times, completed 26 of those passes. So a really, really solid afternoon, evening, whatever you want to call it, day at the office for one Drew Brees over Tom Brady. And been so high on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, myself included, because they've gotten their mojo, but the Saints go marching 38-3. Dolphins beating the Cardinals in the desert 34-31. It was a really fun game. Can't wait to break that thing down for you. And Tua, wow, what a game for him. Steelers hang on, beating the Cowboys 24-19. And the Cowboys did have a late chance to get a victory, but did not happen. The Steelers did hold off that late surge by the Cowboys. 31-26, Raiders beating the Chargers. Texans getting a much-needed victory. I think they need a lot of help. They need to play really well. 27-25 over the Jaguars. Giants beating the Washington team 23-20. Alex Smith got in the action because another ugly injury to a quarterback by the Giants. Kyle Allen gets knocked out of that game. So Alex Smith got an opportunity, a little bumpy, some good stuff, some bad stuff, kind of expected, to be honest with you. Vikings 34-20 over the Lions, and Dalvin Cook was a monster once again, over 200 yards on the ground, 22 carries, a couple touchdowns, just, again, just abusing the defense of anybody that, that gets in his way. So impressive. 33-31. The Chiefs beating the Panthers, and the Panthers played a heck of a football game, so you got to give them a lot of credit. Not one of the best days out of the Chiefs, but again, the great teams, they find a way to win, and that's exactly what the Chiefs did, 33-31 over the Panthers. Ravens 24-10 over the Colts, and that was a big game because, you know, Phillip Rivers supposed to be the difference maker. I don't think he's going to be quite honest with you. Lamar Jackson had a big day running the ball, had a decent day throwing the ball. Ravens get a much-needed victory for them, putting themselves in pretty good position back in that division, obviously behind the Steelers, who have the only team that's undefeated. 24-10, the Ravens get that victory. Titans 24-17 over the Bears. They needed this one, too. They've been kind of on a little bit of a downward trend. Got that victory. Bears kind of maybe coming back to earth at the end of the day. I guess that's what's happening here. Bills getting that signature win. You know, I've been talking a lot about Josh Allen. I like this kid a lot. He was fantastic in the first half. He was fantastic for the whole game. Russell Wilson, a guy that can very easily win the MVP of the NFL, got outplayed by Josh Allen, and he's also gotten outplayed by Kyler Murray when they lost to the Cardinals in a game that they should never have lost. But I do think there's something there, potentially, about a guy that is incredible, but he's struggling with these young quarterbacks, and it's not him, obviously, it's the defenses, but the winners and the losers, we always talk about the quarterback matchups, and you know what? Josh Allen got the better of Russell Wilson on a day where the Bills got the victory 44-34 over the Seahawks. And then the Falcons beating the Broncos 34-27. Again, just a wild day in the NFL. A lot of good games, a lot of interesting results, like the Saints beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 38-3. I don't think anybody in their right mind would have thought that that's the way the game went. But here's the deal. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers got out to an awful start. They just were sluggish. Tom looked off, and you know, AB comes back, and I think there was just a lot of pressure on these guys to go out there and really perform and have an unbelievable night on offense and look like they're ready to go to the Super Bowl because everybody's talking about them that way. And you know what? The Saints were ready. The Saints said, you know what? Not so fast. You know, we know that Tom Brady is coming over here with all this hardware and all the great games that he's played and the legend that he is. But you know what? We're a pretty damn good football team ourselves. And, you know, I said it a week ago where I started talking about Alvin Kamara and what this guy does on the football field and how effective he is on the football field. He's great, man. He really is. I love what he brings to the table for these guys. Gets it for them in the backfield, obviously, with the carries. It's not going to kill you because you look at it and it's like, well, 9 carries, 40 yards, but he does have the touchdown. He does get you going in the passing game. I love this kid. The other guy that I really like that the New Orleans Saints bring at you each and every week in so many different ways, just a variety of ways that this guy can kill you, and that's Taysom Hill. Obviously, he carries the ball really well, 7 times for 54 yards. Well, that's a 7.7 clip, and usually he's doing that from the quarterback position, and you know what? He can throw the ball too. So a couple of passes, completed both of them, 48 yards for him. Jameis Winston even threw a pass. I think what I like about the way that they do things there in New Orleans is just so creative, like seriously, extremely creative with how they go about doing stuff there. And I love the offensive capabilities of the New Orleans Saints. So I think they're just a juggernaut. I really do. Michael Thomas back as well. So he was able to get some reps. And I think that that makes Drew Brees a really, really tough guy to go out there and handle week in and week out. And, you know what? The Tampa Bay Buccaneer defense got it. They got it brought to him a little bit. And let's talk real quickly about Tua and the Dolphins and what they're building right now. Because, quite frankly, two teams that are building something, the Arizona Cardinals and the Miami Dolphins, went at it. And you know what? Two young quarterbacks. You know, they didn't really unleash Tua week one of this guy getting the first start. Week two of Tua, I think they kind of let him go a little bit more. And you know what? I think they were pretty happy that they let him do that. So 20 of 28 for Tua, 248 yards, two touchdowns, and really important, no interceptions. And on the other side, Kyler Murray, man, I'll tell you what, dude is playing really well. 21 of 26 for this young man, 283 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions once again, and Kyler can also do it with his feet. 11 carries for this young man, 106 yards. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that is a career high for this kid, and a touchdown to go along with it too. So, you know what? Just a special day for a lot of guys. Dalvin Cook went out there and lit it up as well, played fantastic. And you know what? If there's a team that I'm going to tell you to watch right now, it's the Minnesota Vikings, because they might get hot at the right time and they might be able to make a push for the playoffs. I really believe that. There's no joke in my mind. All right, I know the break is coming here, so listen, a lot to dive into. I'm going to get into that good, that bad, that ugly, things along those lines on the other side. You can get at me a couple different ways. Call me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Man, oh, man, week 9 of the NFL in the books. We're halfway. We are past halfway of the NFL season. It's the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on Sports Overnight America.
On second down and goal, Kamara gets the carry, tries the right side, powers his way in for the touchdown. Alvin Kamara has just extended the Saints' lead to 30-19.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780.
855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Jackson through the progression, now wants to go deep toward the end zone. His receiver makes the catch for a touchdown.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
No, definitely not fantasy football. Welcome back in, everybody. Week 9 of the NFL in the books, and I'm doing the NFL Rewind, world-famous NFL Rewind, with me, Andy Dorf, here on Sports Overnight America. Get at me, follow me, talk to me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports there. You can always call me, 1-800-878-7529. All right, I kind of want to go through what I thought was good, bad, ugly, and some of the things that we want to discuss as far as week 9 of the NFL. Look, man, the Bills had an opportunity to flex their muscles and show everybody that they belong in that conversation about being a team that is definitely on the rise and a team that is somebody to be reckoned with in the AFC, and it's really difficult because, you know, you got Kansas City, you know, you got the Steelers, you know, you got the Ravens, you know, you got the Titans. At the end of the day, man, the AFC is, and the NFC, I think we're going to have ourselves a literally magical playoff year, and I think we need it. I really do. I think we need it with everything that's going on, with the COVID, with the presidential election. We need to have an amazing thing happen on the football field for us in 2020, because we need it. We just need it. And I think we're going to get it. I really do. But the Bills had an opportunity, and they made the most of it. And Josh Allen was a huge, huge reason for that success. You know, I watched most of that football game, watched most of every game, to be honest with you, like I do each and every Sunday. Otherwise, how in the hell do I come and talk to you about what's going on? But I really saw something in Josh Allen. I saw a kid that was maturing. I saw a kid that was making really good decisions. I saw a kid that's a winner. When you can go out there and you can out-battle a guy like Russell Wilson, who we all love, and again, I predict him to be, before the season, the MVP. But Josh Allen is playing the part of being a guy that should be in that conversation. 31-38. 415 yards, 282 of those, by the way, in the first half, and the most by any. That's including Patrick Mahomes and other people. That dude threw 282 yards. That dude threw 415 for the game, had 3 touchdowns, also had a rushing touchdown to go with it, matching my boy Kyler Murray here in Arizona, who, by the way, got an L, not a W. So I think the Buffalo Bills made the most of an opportunity when they had the chance to play a team of real high quality, or at least what people think is real high quality, in the Seattle Seahawks, who, by the way, really need to work on that defense. Yeah, they need to work on that defense. You can't give up 44 points and expect Russell Wilson to bail you out all the time. And Russ had one of those games again where, and this is what I'm noticing about Russ in general. Like, when he throws one, he might throw two or three, and I'm talking about interceptions, okay? Because, yeah, that's what he did. He had two touchdowns, but he also had two interceptions. And this guy is great, don't get me wrong. But he's being outplayed by young guys like Josh Allen and Kyler Murray. Those dudes are up-and-comers. And we got to start thinking about those guys as legitimate quarterbacks. We really do. Again, challenge me. I want to hear it. Tell me I'm crazy. 1-800-878-7529. But I love the opportunity that the Buffalo Bills had, and I love the fact that they made the most of that opportunity. Good job, Josh Allen. Good job, Buffalo Bills defense. Good job, Buffalo Bills offense. And Stephon Diggs, man, that dude quietly might be one of the best, if not the best, receivers in the game. Another 9 catches and over 100 yards. Does it every week, it seems like. Another team that I felt had an opportunity to make a statement were the Ravens, because they were playing a Colts team that, you know, again, somewhat high on the Colts because they went out and made a move where they brought a guy by the name of Philip Rivers in, who allegedly is a guy that can get him over the hump, because Jacoby Brissett, they're not comfortable. Or maybe they just want to put him on ice for a little bit, and they just want to give Philip Rivers a different look. And they went after him for a year. I don't know. I'm not sold on Philip Rivers, if you can't tell. Really not sold on Philip Rivers. I'm sold on Lamar Jackson. However, with that being said, Lamar's got to get better, man. He's definitely got to get better. But I'll tell you what, if you have a rushing game like they have usually week in and week out, you're going to be okay too. They were able to beat up on a Colts team that wasn't able to score many points. And that's what I found today from the Baltimore Ravens. I found that their defense finally showed up. If the Baltimore Ravens are going to make any sort of noise, their defense has got to be able to make plays. They got to come up with turnovers, and they got to somehow help Lamar so that Lamar doesn't have to make all kinds of plays with his legs, his arms, and dude is exhausted by the end of the game, most games, because he does so much. That's my problem with the Baltimore Ravens, is they put too much on Lamar. So if that defense can take some of the pressure off and play better and stifle people like they did against the Colts, I like the Baltimore Ravens' chances to be one of the last team standing. Not necessarily the last team standing, but one of the last team standing. And I'm telling you what right now, I know that there's a lot of good football teams in the AFC, but I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think that the Colts are going to be a team that wind up beating somebody on any given Sunday when it matters. I just don't think so. I don't trust Philip Rivers. I really don't. He's another guy like Russ. When Russ throws one or two, you know what? Philip can throw one or two to the other team very easily as well. So I'm not sold on the Colts. I'm learning a little bit. That's what I'm really kind of learning. I want to go through the standings. See, that'll help you understand maybe a little bit better where I'm coming up with my thoughts and my opinions. Because when you look at the AFC South, it's really the Tennessee Titans. I'm sorry, but that's who it is. The Colts, they may wind up 9-7, 10-6, maybe. I have a weird feeling the Colts may start to falter a little bit. But the Tennessee Titans are the team. That's the team to beat in the South. The Chiefs, they're the team to beat in the West. Okay? We know that. The Raiders, though, I'll tell you what. The Raiders, I like this Raider team. There's something about them, man. There's just something about them that they're kind of like this virus that just won't go away. And I know that that's like very insensitive to what's going on right now, but it's the truth, man. Like, they are kind of like this, I'll put it in a different term. They're like a cockroach, okay? They kind of stick around, they linger around, and then all of a sudden, before you know it, that cockroach is on top. And that's kind of the way that I see the Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders, to me, are kind of like a cockroach. Like, seriously. So look out for the Raiders. That might be a team that winds up surprising somebody. Steelers are legit. I don't care what you say. I know they struggle with the Cowboys, but you know what? That happens, okay? When you're a huge favorite and, you know, everybody's expecting you just to run away with things. You know what? That other team on the other side, they got a little bit of heart. They're professionals. And every now and then, they might show up and have a good game. And that's what they did. The Steelers maybe got caught sleeping a little bit, maybe looking ahead. I like the Bills. I really do. The Dolphins, man, they're a team that you got to kind of look out for a little bit. The Ravens, I think if their defense is as good as it was and it continues that way, man, oh, man, look out for the Ravens. Seriously. All right, I know I'm up against it. I'm going to take that break. I'll continue to rap about what's going on in the NFL because, dude, I'm telling you what, week 9, just like every other week, it stands for not for long. Think about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Man, oh, man, they looked like trash. A week or two ago, we're talking Super Bowl. Now we're like, whoa, you know what? Drew Brees owns Tom Brady. All right, I got to take a break. I'll be back. It's Andy Dorf, the NFL Rewind, world-famous NFL Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
It's the enemy over there. They're not your friends. You don't go over there and shake hands, smile, hug their neck.
Let's knock them on their backs, butt them in the mouth, knock their ass in the dirt. That's what we got to do.
We got to stop that buddy ball. Smash everybody in the mouth. Take the running backs to the stands. Run up in the stands and slap their mama.
Shotgun snap for Deshaun Watson. Single back right, Lamar Miller. Tight end, wing right, two wide near right. Tight end, false motion by Ryan Griffin. From the 1 yard line, design keep to the near right. Cut it back upfield, end zone touchdown, Deshaun Watson.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf getting at you here on the world famous NFL Rewind. Sports Overnight America, get at me, let's rap. You can call me 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up on Twitter, follow me there as well. It's Dorf on Sports. Week 9 of the NFL is in the books, okay? And I kind of want to go through some of the offensive leaders for you because I think that numbers sometimes lie, and I think sometimes numbers are incredibly right. And when you look at who's leading the league, I think it's a little I think it's deceiving because Matt Ryan is your leading quarterback as far as yards. And the reason that is because his team is usually trailing in football games. So therefore they're going to be throwing the ball a ton. Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow up there. I think that is something that's very interesting to see, and you know it's good to see a young guy. And then Aaron Rodgers, and then Tampa Tom up there as well. Rushing here, it goes Derrick Henry, it goes Dalvin Cook, and I'll tell you what, I think Dalvin Cook at the end of things could wind up being that guy. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, this guy's up there. This is good, nice to see. Todd Gurley on top of that list. Kareem Hunt also on top of that list. Receiving, this is cool. D-Hop, my man here in Arizona. Stephon Diggs, who I told you as well early in the program, maybe one of the best wide receivers in the game. Stephon Diggs is up there. Robbie Anderson, not a name that many people are familiar with, plays for Carolina, the Panthers. DK Metcalf on top of that list, a Seattle Seahawk, a guy that is maybe the new type of wide receiver that I think people should be checking out for sure. And then my man in Green Bay, Davante Adams, who, by the way, is probably doing this with less games than anybody else, to be honest with you. I'm just going through the top guys, and that was rushing, that was wide receiving, and then that was obviously the quarterbacks. Defensive leaders, you know, I think the only thing that's interesting here would obviously be the sack totals. I think people get into that, and Aaron Darnold, that's the man. Miles Garrett, those two guys lead that league with 9 sacks apiece. Brandon Graham, Philadelphia Eagle, he's up there as well, 7 sacks. Za'Darius Smith, my Green Bay Packer guy, he's up there with 7 sacks as well. Jason Pierre-Paul, he's up there too, as far as the Tampa Bay Buccaneers go, with 6.5. So look, man, there's some guys that are doing some serious things in this league. And what I've seen from Dalvin Cook the last couple weeks is beyond impressive. I think he might wind up being – it's either him or Derrick Henry that'll wind up having the most yards because they get tons of carries. You know, 22 carries, whereas against the Green Bay Packers, he has 30 carries. I'm talking Dalvin Cook. And you can do the same thing with Derrick Henry. You can run this guy 20, 30 times a game. He's that kind of a workhorse. Those guys are great. Those guys are just – you just have the game plan for those guys. Your whole defense is sitting there going, when can I get a break? I don't want to see that guy. I really don't. And Dalvin Cook and Derrick Henry are two of the best in the game right now, if not the two best in the game right now. All right, so I want to continue the conversation about some of the guys that I'm enjoying watching. And I'll tell you what, Tua and Kyler both put on a show. They really did. And what I noticed from Tua week one to Tua week two is they opened the playbook a lot more for Tua in week two than they did in week one. He was able to use his feet a little bit. He was ad-libbing. And what I was really beyond impressed with about Tua was the fact that he was able to look past one, two receivers. He was able to find that third receiver. I was a little bit skeptical because he throws the ball lefty, and I know there's been some great lefties. Don't get me wrong. I know Steve Young. I know. I get it, okay? But with that being said, not that much success with lefties versus righties. And I know we live in a righty world, not a lefty world for the most part. But this dude throws a nice ball. And I also kind of questioned and I was concerned that maybe they were – pushing this a little too quickly because Fitzmagic was doing all right for the Dolphins, and I kind of felt bad for the guy. I really did. But as I watched him play against the Arizona Cardinals, I really liked what I saw. I mean, Tua was – he was good. He was pretty good. The Dolphins came in a little banged up. They didn't have a bunch of their coaching staff because they had been hit with the COVID. And you know what? The game plan was pretty solid and pretty clear from the get. It was, let's put Tua in a position where he's going to be able to make good plays with his arm. And if he has to run, he can. He had one really nice scamper that was a big difference maker, which ultimately helped him score a touchdown on that drive. Tua was great, man. He was. And the Dolphins may have themselves something for a long, long time. I love seeing guys that battle back from injuries. Tua had his injury in college. People were worried about him. Winds up getting in the NFL. Goes to the Dolphins. It worked out. I at the end of the day, I'm going to say it, man. It's going to work out. I like the way that Tua plays quarterback in the NFL. He can do it. He can absolutely do it. Kyler, I love this kid. I think he is one of the more fiery, spirited, competitive guys that'll be playing out there on a football field week in and week out. I think he gives it his all. I think you're looking at two guys that are going to really be a big part of the NFL moving forward over the next decade. I really do, because obviously guys like Tom and Drew are – They're at the end of it. Whether we want to admit it, whether they want to admit it, they're at the end of it. And this is that new breed, the Josh Allens, the Kyler Murrays, the Tua Tagovailoas, the Lamar Jacksons, the Patty Mahomes. This is their league. The torch is being passed right now, if you ask the Dorfman. Like, that's kind of my takeaway from week nine. Like, these guys are ready. They are really ready. And then obviously, I know the Steelers, man. It's remarkable. I think it's the first time the Steelers have been 8-0, if I'm not mistaken. When you think about that, that's crazy. Steelers have probably had a lot of good football teams. Won a lot of Super Bowls, man. They've had to have had a lot of good football teams. So for the fact that they're 8-0 for the first time, I think that that's somewhat interesting. And how long will they stay undefeated? And is that even important? Do you need to take an L somewhere if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers? I don't know. I really don't know. They struggled. They still found a way to get it done. Like, that's what I take away from Kansas City and the Steelers. Both of those teams can win really pretty, and they can win ugly. That's what I like about them. That's what tells me that those are two teams that are going to be there in the end. because they can win ugly. They can win pretty. Another team that can do that is the Tennessee Titans. Like, they can, man, because of that running game. That defense is really stout. I don't know what it's going to take, but I do think that we're going to see an unbelievable postseason. I really do. But the Chiefs are poised. I think the Steelers are a really good football team. This is going to be a lot of fun. The Ravens are going to have something to say about it. The Titans are going to have something to say about it. Injuries, COVID, what's going to give? Who's going to be the healthiest? We're like just in the beginning of November here. So let's see how things play out all over the country with how people are staying healthy for whatever reason, whether it's something that happens to them on the football field, like it did to Kyle Allen once again for the Washington team, and the Giants, the guys to do it once again. Already taken out Dak Prescott in a major way. Who's going to be the last man standing? Survival of the fittest. Seriously, survival of the fittest. Panthers, they're going to let us down. That's what's going to wind up happening with them. I feel like they've had a couple of weeks where they needed to get some victories. And then when you lose 33-31 to the Chiefs, you know, you play a great game, but you still lose. That takes a lot out of your sails, man. Takes some wind right out of your sails. It really does. I think that I'm telling you right now, look out for the Minnesota Vikings. I'm telling you what, that they got out to such a bad start. 1-5. Then they got that victory over the Packers to get to 2-5. Now they're 3-5. Kind of creeping in the mix a little bit. Like, they can't afford to lose. And I'll tell you what, I don't think you want to see Dalvin Cook coming at you. So that's a team that I'm going to tell you right now, look out for the Minnesota Vikings. And yeah, it's kind of crazy. I know everybody knows I'm a huge Green Bay Packer fan, and you're probably going, why would you be saying that? Because I'm real. I'm objective. And this is a team that got out to a really bad start. They weren't as bad as they were in the beginning of the season. Will they find a way to get over the hump and figure things out? We'll find out in the next 2 to 4 weeks. If they can figure out a way to get over 500, I'm telling you right now, look out. Because they're not as bad as their record is. They're really not. Raiders, another team that I think you got to kind of watch out for. They're now a couple games over 500. Will they be able to keep things kind of rolling? That's a team that I find them a little bit intriguing. I really do. I like Derek Carr. Something about him, I like him. Justin Herbert, by the way, on the other side for the Chargers, I like that kid too. I really do. I think the young guys in this league are going to set us up for a really, really good next decade of great football. I really do. And I think we can feel good about the guys that, whether it's this year, next year, the next couple of years, as they depart this game, they're going to leave it to guys who are going to continue to grow this game and make it even better. I have no doubt in my mind. All right, people. Look, man, I know I'm probably up against it, so I'm going to take a break. I'll come back. I'll wrap things up the way I always do, parting shot, things along those lines. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. I'm doing the world-famous NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
3rd and 10, Mahomes, straight drop. Stepping up and throwing long. Has a man downfield, and he's got it! DeMarcus Robinson backs his way into the end zone for the touchdown.
This is Sports Overnight America.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Third and goal. Empty backfield, end zone open. Touchdown, Randall Cobb.
Now, more of The Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time. I'm going to leave you with this, some scores and a parting shot. Saints crushing the Buccaneers 38-3. Cardinals going down to the Dolphins 34-31. Steelers 24-19, hanging on to being undefeated, only undefeated team in the NFL left. 31-26, Raiders over the Chargers. Texans 27-25 over the Jags. Giants beating the Washington team 23-20. Vikings 34-20 over the Lie-Downs. A huge day from Dalvin Cook once again. Chiefs 33-31 over the Panthers. Colts going down to the Ravens 24-10. Titans 24-17 over the Bears. Bills signature win 44-34 over Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. Falcons 34-27 over the Broncos. All right, folks, that's going to do it for me. Obviously, I'm going to leave you with this. Week 9 in the NFL did not disappoint us, just like every other week. Fantastic stuff, fantastic efforts from people, great individual efforts, great team efforts. But I'll tell you what, Tampa Tom, you can't beat Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. This guy has your number. He's unbelievable. The Steelers, you got guys are still undefeated. I love it. Let's keep it going. And you know what? I'll be back next week, week 10, doing it right here on the NFL Rewind. I'm Andy Dorf, and you've been hanging out with me here on Sports Overnight America.